Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. As the United States struggles to recover from what economists like to call a deep recession, and which many folks on the street felt was a depression, there's one 800-pound gorilla in the room that has not been present in the wake of other recessions. While the economy is, we're told every month, doing better and better, unemployment remains higher than in any other recession recovery period, and wage growth is stagnant at best, and when inflation is taken into account, negative for many jobs. What's going on? Well, probably a lot of things, and we'll leave most of them to others who know more than we do. But at least two of those factors have to do with technology: improvements in machine learning and artificial intelligence, and outsourcing of formerly skilled intellectual and creative jobs to less expensive countries via the internet. Let's look at the second item first. While everyone was ooing and aahing at the various technical achievements on display at the Academy Awards through films heavy with special effects like Gravity or animated films like Frozen, there was a lot of discontent outside of the theater where those awards were presented. Why? Because the Americans who'd been creating eye-popping special effects for decades are increasingly out of work. According to the Visual Effects Society, 47 of the top-earning films of all time are visual effects-driven. In short, special visual effects make studios boatloads of money. Increasingly, American film studios are increasing their profits by lowering their costs for visual effects. How? By shipping the work overseas. How? Via the internet. As we all know, a bit is a bit is a bit. And these days, the bits flying around the world aren't only traveling to and from hotel reservation call centers in Ireland or the Philippines, or tech support call centers in India or Eastern Europe. These days, doctors in India are reading x-rays taken of your lungs today and returning the results to your hospital tomorrow. Accountants in far-off places are preparing your tax returns, probably unbeknownst to you. And the special effects specialists are creating the next blockbuster movie, but they aren't doing it in Hollywood anymore. Now they're in countries like New Zealand or Canada, whose governments provide subsidies to local visual effects houses and financial incentives for studios who send their work from Burbank to Bristol or Brisbane. The result? According to the tech site The Verge, the result has not been good for U.S. visual effects production houses. Remember that Academy Award-winning film, Life of Pi? The Oscar-winning effects for that movie were done by an outfit in California called Rhythm and Hues. How's that house doing today? Not too well. They're bankrupt and they're out of business. How about digital domain? You know, the folks who did the effects for the film Titanic. Same story. But surely the large animation and effects houses like DreamWorks are doing fine, right? Well, if you have to lay off 350 of your effects specialists, like DreamWorks recently did, you're probably not doing all that well. All this is possible, of course, because of the internet and the ability to send those digital visual effects files back and forth across the globe. And if that can happen to highly skilled and creative artists like the folks who make those dazzling movie effects, what does that signal for job security for the rest of us? Increasingly, the fault line for job security seems to be forming along a divide of those occupations that are built on things that can travel over the internet and those that cannot. While it was initially travel agents and call center workers who found themselves out of information-based jobs, now it's also lawyers and accountants and software developers, and yes, movie makers. If you're a massage therapist or a plumber or a carpenter or maybe an occupational therapist, you're probably not going to get outsourced, at least not for the moment. Although, the advances in machine learning and artificial intelligence are really getting quite dramatic, not to mention robotics. IBM's Watson, you know, the computer that beat the greatest of the Jeopardy champs, is now at work devouring medical journals with the goal of providing medical diagnosis at a distance via the web. Initially, of course, this will be in the service of providing doctors with a powerful new digital tool that has read, we probably have to put that word in quotes, and digested, same for that word, more medical literature than any 100 human doctors could take in during their entire lifetimes, and then analyze those documents so that Watson can answer questions put to it in normal human language, or even in the special vocabulary of medicine. Machines are already being used by large law firms to analyze briefs and testimony and to replace thousands of junior lawyers across the country. Intel recently identified 5 key ideas of how that company thinks workplaces will change in the near future. One of those changes is that people will increasingly be working with what Intel calls, quote, electronic teammates. One example, of course, is Watson working with doctors. There will be many more. And of course, there's the unspoken but underlying question of whether those electronic teammates will one day no longer need us on their teams. There's no question that technology is amazing, whether we experience it on a movie screen or in our doctor's office. But there's also no question that employment in this country is in the doldrums and has been for years. Real wages are not rising and, in fact, have been falling for years, even as productivity has been going way up. There are lots of reasons for those facts, but 2 at least are related to technology. And there's no reason to believe that the situation is going to improve anytime soon. Yet, almost no one is talking about what effects this trend on employment and income will mean for our daily lives, another case in which technology has far outstripped our laws and mores and perhaps the organization of our economy. Maybe it's time to start thinking seriously about what all this means. What will happen if 10% or more of our working population can't work at all, and another 10 or 15% can't make enough to live on even when they do work? Technology doesn't offer an answer for those questions. We humans will have to wrestle with them with no Watson to assist us. Movies will undoubtedly keep including more and more gee-whiz effects, wherever they come from. And while we continue to enjoy them on the screen, we'll also try to keep an eye on more than just the technology, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.